This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang. Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects till 4. Right now, I want to tell you about Next and Tire. Leading warranty in the tire industry. You know that you are on the road all the time. You need tires that are going to be reliable. Well, how about exclusive free roadside assistance? You got a flat tire? Nexen will change your tire or tow your vehicle for free. It's the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers across the country. Check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more. NexenTireUSA.com. All right, now we've teased this long enough, Barry. The win totals for your home team, and then we can talk about the division, because in looking at it, Vegas is not projecting a division championship for the Texans this year.
What?
Does that surprise you?
What? Who do they have winning? The Colts? The stupid Colts or the Titans? Which one?
So they got the Colts at 9 wins.
Okay.
That was the opening line and also where they have them now.
Okay. All right.
They have the Jaguars at 5.5.
Okay.
Okay. They have the Titans at 9.5.
Oh, so they have the Titans.
So the 9.5 for the Titans, 9 for the Colts, and the Jaguars at 5.5, and your Houston Texans at 8.5.
I mean, so they're all basically around 9.
Within a game. Yeah. Within a game.
Yeah.
So if you go by this...
Three-way tie.
The division would be Tennessee, second would be the Colts, third would be the Texans, and fourth would be the Jaguars.
I think I'd flip-flop the Texans and the Colts.
Okay.
But that doesn't seem... I mean, you know, again, it's a half a game separating the Texans and Colts, so they're probably pretty close. And
if you did that, would they be the wild card team?
No. Okay. No. I think not in this division. I don't think you're getting a wild card out of this division, no.
So essentially, you're projecting the Texans to miss the playoffs this upcoming season.
No.
Oh, because you said 10-6.
I said 10-6.
In this scenario, they would miss the playoffs.
In this scenario, they would still miss the playoffs. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I think they'll win the division at 10-6. I do.
Okay.
I think the Titans still have some issues, although they got a lot better in the draft. Just based on, you know, projections and grades and whatnot, they had a really good draft. They also had what is going on here?
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
What is happening right now?
Anybody have any idea what the hell's going on
right
now?
Why is Barry Warner here? What has happened?
Here's the thing. Feel free to come through that door. We've already said that we have way too many people.
I heard that last week.
Yeah. You look like you're about to hold the place up because you got these Arnold Schwarzenegger knockoffs, because I know you didn't pay full price.
Of course, and I'm Jewish.
Okay, that has nothing to do. I didn't say that. You did.
I did.
And then on top of it, library voice out of the question. You just plop yourself down and, hey, by the way, we're on the air, so why not?
I'm Barry Frickin' Warner. I told Nick, did I or did I not say that one day I would just come in unexpected.
You did.
And just sit down and I would just, you know, hang for a second.
I didn't know. Just tell you right now, you keep that damn shirt on.
The shirt is on. You've seen my hairy chest and you've got follicle envy.
I'm on vacation and I see these tweets coming out of you butt ass naked from the waist up in the studio.
Barry and I have a couple of things in common.
You're a nurse. I don't like where this is going.
No, your wife,
already.
God bless her, is a nurse.
Yes.
And that is my son, has got his doctorate in it, and okay. I'm incredibly proud of people that give back.
Right.
And as you said, as sweet potatoes, let me tell you, that's the least of the things that nurses have to go through.
Yes. You've had your experience in the anal cavity before,
Doctor,
right?
Yeah, I've had my head there many times. But Dr. Betty. Spent 28 years as an internist, and one of the first things she said to me after we got reunited, she said, let me tell you something. I know about your checkered past and all the womanizing you did. I saw more twats in my first 10 years in medical than you've seen in your entire life, okay?
Yeah,
and we
true.
Got it right there.
How in the world are you not pushing the button on that, Nick Sciarra?
What? That's not one of the seven words.
Can you? You can't say that?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either, it's and you're way down, beyond Nick. That.
I don't think you could. I don't know.
I really believe when you go to After Further Review and you go to Jung, that one's going to be a no-no.
No, he's in the Hall of Fame. Whatever he says goes. What the hell do I know?
I got to take issue with you for a second. And I'm being serious.
Okay.
And I heard you guys, and it makes for great radio and great conversation.
Okay, I can't wait for
this. I have a standard rule. I do not make NFL predictions until the Friday before the first regular season game, because I do not know who is healthy. So you could look at a team and go, oh, wow, they're going to really be strong. But if, you know, the league is so thin, if two or three guys are down, especially, you know, look at Minnesota last year. Boom, Adrian Peterson, boom, Teddy Bridgewater, Super Bowl what? So it's hard. I mean, as I look at the Texan team, the big, and you can't go to Vegas to get the odds on it. Will Tom Savage stay healthy for 16 games with his porous offensive line? And number two, everyone's saying, well, Deshaun will come in. He's number three on the depth chart. He's got to surpass Brandon Whedon. So in a perfect situation for fans out there of Deshaun, and you and I talked about this,
we did.
Yeah, people don't understand that, okay, if Savage goes down, Whedon goes in. And then if Whedon, you know, poo-poos all over himself, then Deshaun goes in. And Deshaun may very well have what I perceive to be a typical learning curve going from semi-pro football to the pros. So people that are thinking, this is a Super Bowl team.
So with that, Barry, what's your prediction for the year for the Texans?
I won't make it until the first game. But
first of all, if you think that the Texans
had to make one right now, they to me right now are a 7-9 or 8-8 football team. And that's just being realistic.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think it's silly to look at a schedule when it comes out and say, you know, based off of what you know about
this
team.
No, I didn't say it was silly. I'm saying it makes for great radio and great for Collins.
Okay. But what I mean, if you think that the Texans went out and moved up, which is something they never do, and drafted a quarterback with the 12th pick overall to let him be third behind Brandon Whedon, that's ridiculous. He is definitely the backup, and he's going to compete for that starting position.
Well,
he absolutely is. Whether he can win it or not is a different story.
Barry, I agree with one thing. We're talking about semantics. Everybody competes. And the one thing that will happen is he's going to get a hell of a lot more reps, and you're going to see him more in the meaningless exhibition games where fans get bohica. You know, bend over, here it comes again, paying full season prices to see Scribini's. We'll see more of him in the month of August.
You said he's third on the depth chart. You don't think he's going to be second or even win the job?
No, I don't think he'll win the job right away.
Okay.
I mean,
which is fine. I
have
Savage starting the season, too.
Do I think he could possibly, with a strong training camp and a strong exhibition season, move into the number two spot? Yeah, I think
he
could.
If he can't, they screwed up. If he can't be better than Brandon Whedon by the time the season starts, they screwed this up. That's just, he's the number 12 pick in the draft.
As an NFL starting quarterback, Brandon Whedon was a great minor league baseball player.
Barry's drunk, y'all.
No, I don't drink.
Now, I've let the dancing berries go back and forth the entire time, but I'm going to tell you something that he wouldn't tell you.
Please.
Take your freaking rules that you have and take them from 9 to 10 a.m. on 1560 and leave those rules stay there. But if we want to damn pick the schedule and tell you what we think's going to happen, that's what we're going to do, well, and that's
great.
What we just
good.
Did.
But there's
good. I'm glad we got that clear.
There's one fundamental problem. As Uh-oh. Always, you're wrong with the facts because between 9 and 10, Nick and I are doing show prep. It's 10 and 11 on 1560.
So I am exactly where the rest of the city is.
What?
And with that, the usual suspects will continue with much more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Chirp.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jiminy Cricket is off to serve more brownies. Barry Warner's in the building. And if you didn't know, he just told you.
Yes.
Appreciate the drive-by by one Mr. Warner. Happy that he's healthy and jumping around in good spirits. He had some health issues last week, so we're happy he's doing better.
That scared the crap out of me.
I looked at him like he looked like a deranged dude that could just like start killing
people.
Well,
we had the discussion last week of who would shoot up the place.
There it was.
And I really thought he was here to shoot up the place. Like, he scared me to death. Because we just talked about, oh, well, what intern would it be? And I thought it would be Quentin. And then it never dawned on me that it would be Barry Warner that would come in and shoot up the place. And then when he opened the door and started walking in, and he had his sunglasses on. If he would have been wearing a trench coat, I would have screamed like a girl and jumped out of this window.
No, you would have done that just – that was very good, by the way. You would have only done that because you thought he was naked under the trench coat.
I was really worried about what he was in here for.
And if he had just done a morning swim, chances were pretty good he was naked under the trench coat.
You think so?
He swims.
Yeah,
naked.
I know. He told me that. Yeah.
Literally, he came in with those dollar store Terminator sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Like, as fast as I've seen Warner move in years. And I'm going, what is he doing? Joel, I'm here to shoot the entire station, Joel. Chirp. And then would have just pulled out a gun. That would have been it.
That would be his thing. Every time he shoots, he's like, chirp, 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 yep. Chirp, 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 chirp.
I love how he keeps that. I love how consistent he is about that. Chirp.
Yeah, I would forget to do it. I literally
would.
No, he
never misses.
And he will not tell you the story unless he's got his rules, as we heard. But he's got his rules before you know what chirp really, where it came from and what it means.
Well, you missed out because he could have came in here shirtless and you would have been able to see his baby's penis.
My favorite part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got a second penis. He calls it a belly button, but it's an Audi and it doesn't look right. It's very weird.
Saw the Twitter picture. That was enough.
Yeah. I like that he was like, I have one rule. Do not make predictions before the season. You're like, okay, fine. We get your rule, but what's your prediction? 7-9.
Yeah, that's right. I knew he was going to do that.
Wait a minute. What? Bro, you just said.
Why do you think I asked him?
he's old. He totally forgot his rule. He literally, I have one rule, and it's.
Because I'm sitting here going, I
don't know the damn rule.
I got two answers for him. I got two rebuttals, and I don't know which one I'm going to first. So I went with, what's your prediction? And then I was like, look, if you got rules, save them for your show on your station when it's your time.
That's so funny.
But if Barry's here and I'm here, it's our time.
I expect more surprise visits by the B-Dub in the near future.
I think he's feeling himself now. Yeah. He's like, you know what?
Look at Joel's face. He's so mad.
Dude, then the Barry's shirt is unbuttoned to like right below the baby's penis, right above the baby's penis. And it's like a tumbleweed factory going haywire. I mean, all that chest hair coming out.
Yeah, I was like, why do you have crop circles in your body hair?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem appropriate. What alien is landing on your weird body? Like, what's going on there? That was fun though. Your face was. I'm sure.
I just kept looking like, is he
I
really going to not?
At Joel, like, did you set this up? What is going on here? And no one knew what was going on.
Nick had no idea.
I didn't know. You didn't know. And we're all just looking at Barry. And literally, I'm not playing when I tell you. I'm thinking, is he going to start shooting? Like, is he, because he looked that mad.
And I'm thinking, Nick, kill his mic. Nick, kill his mic. But before you could do that, he sat his happy ass down, like, violently and just went, boop, and hit the switch.
I'm here. I was like, what is going on right now?
Man.
That was very weird.
And I'll tell you, like I said, I've never seen him in his heyday.
Yeah.
But if you read Dan Pastorini's book and you talk to the Oiler players back in the day, he was the man with a plan for everything, from marijuana brownies to the clubs to the chicks. Barry was a facilitator.
Yeah.
And you look at him, I'm like, it's hard for me to imagine. But then again, stunts like this, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's pretty easily to think about in the realm of possibilities back then.
Somebody, all right, so can we please have a Barry and Barry show one day? Nope.
You know, I'm out tomorrow. I might want to mention to Warner on the way home that Barry should fill in for me.
We already have Jerome coming in, unfortunately. I found out. I asked John at a break. It's already Jerome. So shoot. shoot. I should have been more over the top.
Jong, this is not right, Jong. I've been at this station longer, Jong. That is not going... No, you can make this work.
Of all your impressions, I really do love your Barry Warner the most. It's so funny. But I crashed his show once, but it was more planned. It wasn't as abrupt and as rude. Like, he knew I was going to come in. But so, okay. I mean, every now and then... But I think it would just be us arguing back and forth.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's why I sat there like a tennis match just watching you guys go back and forth. Because I'm like, first of all, I'm not getting a word in edgewise. But he was so fired up that I was like, yeah, this is, I'll just at the end.
And there, like, the text had been pretty silent. And then all of a sudden, like, somebody's been sipping back on some of Grandpa's cough medicine. Holy hell, he sounds hammered. There was the, if you guys won't let Jerome... fill in for Joel tomorrow, we'll settle for Barry and Barry Radio. No. I couldn't do three
hours.
I gotta
go talk to John.
I love Barry Warner to death, but I could. He's like Trey. I couldn't do 3 hours.
Small doses?
A segment? Hell yes. Let's go. 100%, we'll just do full on whatever, but not, no.
I actually am thinking about Nick.
Yeah.
Nick four to hours. Do 4 total hours with Barry Warner tomorrow would be torture for him.
I think we'll have to do just one on his show, not 3 hours, right. 1 hour right. Over there. I'll do 1 hour over there or something. That'll be kind of fun.
Can I tell you too, how bad I felt? I think it was a week ago. Yeah, it was like a week ago, right? Nick was running late. Barry calls me. It was after a Rockets game and he's like, hey, can you join me until Nick gets settled in? He's running a little late. I'm like, yeah, sure. I felt horrible. But after I said, yeah, sure, the baby's home from school and Lisa's mom's in town and asked me to do something. And all of a sudden, here I am walking 4 dogs at about 10:15. And I go, oh, my God, I just left Barry high and dry. So here I am running down the street with 4 dogs to get back to the house to grab my cell phone to call Nick. And it worked out. I couldn't apologize. I was like, oh, my God, I just let the radio god down. He's gonna be pissed off.
One day he's going to come storming in the studio. And yep. Now, look, that's what it was.
But the fact that I apologized and I still did it means that he'll shoot you guys first.
Hey, did you check to see if he could say twat on the air?
Yeah, because John came in and... And he was like, did you dump that? I'm like, yeah, totally. I totally dumped that.
What'd he say?
Liar.
He's like, no, let me check the
and you
let
can
me check the
it.
Programming. No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
I just did.
He just did it again, by the way. You? And you didn't dump it the first time. You better be tired. I'm just telling you. He and I are both laughing because he just did it again, and you didn't even blink.
How do you not? Are you not?
You weren't even close
listening?
To sniffing it.
I wasn't even sure that it was, like, not radio friendly.
What's wrong? Plus, you need to get it together. I don't know what's wrong with you today, man.
I've asked you 4 or 5 times now. Are you sure you're not tired?
Oh, my God, Nick. That's hilarious.
We both started laughing the minute he said
Why
it.
Is
and
it
you
on
didn't
me?
Even...
Why is it on
because
me?
Because it's your job.
Okay, so someone just said it 10 minutes ago. You're going to go say it again?
I just asked a question.
Did you hear how he said it?
Yeah, I asked you if it was okay. Apparently it is. You said, John said, yeah.
Man.
This is off the rails. You see what Barry Warner has done to
Without
this
question.
Show?
It's Barry's fault.
Wait, which one?
I'll decide later.
Okay, all right.
I'll decide later. So tomorrow, Barry Warner with Barry Laminack and Nick on The Usual Suspects.
We have Stacey Mason has a question that we can answer after this.
Okay.
He said, if the Wizards lose to Boston, do you break up that team like everyone wants to break up the Clippers? So we can...
Sounds good. We can talk about that. We can talk about the playoff series that could end tonight.
Draymond.
The others look like they're both 2-2.
Yeah.
Draymond, Kelly Olynyk. Lots of stuff to still get to. A half hour left to go on the show. If you want to join in, 713-780-3776, where you can call or you can be a part of the text line that Barry checks on the HRNP listener line, or just hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. The Usual Suspects. As always, no one gives a rat's ass what I think. So we brought up the Texans. And the predictions, and the fact that I was out when you guys did them, and the fact that you did half a season, Nick.
Well, we never said whether we thought you would. They just, I guess we should start with the over under on the 8.5, right? Because that was the Vegas prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's over or under?
I go under.
You go under.
I'm going under.
So you think they win? They go
seven and nine in my mind. Unless, and again, I'm going to take the Warner rule. And before I poo-poo on it, I'll say for now, until I see any additions, if they finally find a couple of free agents that are still left out there, if they replace some of the holes, if these, I think this is going to be one of those kind of bump in the road years.
Now you're saying that, and I feel like you guys aren't looking at the competition when you. I went game by game and said,
I did
all
too.
Right,
I didn't.
Jags, I don't think are. Yeah, I mean that's two wins.
Barry,
you know
that's
I mean?
24 hours of time that I don't have to dictate towards a full schedule. I only got through the
Thank
first
you,
six
Joel
games.
Sciarra.
That's right. I only got through the first six games. But I'm seeing teams like the Patriots, the Seahawks. I think the Chiefs are much improved. I mean, the Cardinals, who are going to bounce back.
Mm.
The Steelers.
You think the Cardinals are going to bounce back?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, look.
All right. I mean, yeah, I went
through
it
all. Their defense is good, too, and I'll take Carson Palmer and their backfield instead of receivers. I just think right now, and again, we can do this right before the season starts or right before preseason, but as it sits right now, I think they're 7-19.
Okay. Well, I mean, mine was a first glance thing too, right? And it was before the draft when the schedules came out. So you got to look at that and, you know, chances are they're going to be somewhere between 1 and 16 wins.
That's a pretty good assumption. Unless you're
you
the Detroit
Thank
Lions.
Thank you guys. I just finished my online hot take degree. Thank you very much. Thank you. And next year, they'll play. So there you go. There's my takes on the Texans.
Let's not forget the Lions went 0-16.
That's true. Tis true.
Hey, Chad wants to get in here. He wants to talk about Mike Lowry. No, no, Kyle Lowry. Chad, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure, what's up?
Hey, so I'm gonna squeeze in a two-part question here. Take advantage of this call. What role does Kyle Lowry play? You know, whenever he leaves, what kind of team is he gonna get on? What kind of role is he gonna play? I think he's a kind of an overrated player. He always tends to disappear in the playoffs. And then, you know, the second part to that question is gonna be, you know, they say that the West is so strong and the East is so weak, and LeBron just has a cake route. Well, why are players like Paul George and Kyle Lowry running away from the East to go join this already stacked West? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
You know, there's a lot that factors into that, Barry. I mean, I guess we'll take the first part first, and then we'll address like why guys are jumping the East.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I think that he's the right fit for a couple of different situations. I would disagree that he disappears in the playoffs. But I've said all along that I hate the helter-skelter offensive system that KC runs in Toronto. And in the final 3 minutes of a game, they never execute a play. They run clear outs for DeRozan and Lowry. Look, you and I said it a couple segments ago. I never thought Kyle Lowry was going to be an Olympian. I would never in a million years have told you he's going to be an Olympian. He's going to be a gold medal winner. And he's going to be a multiple-time All-Star. But at the same time, you can put him into a couple of different situations and on a couple of different teams. Or you take a team that just needs a little extra oomph and like a floor general at the point guard position. He could make a difference on some teams. I could see the Lakers overpaying him too, simply because of the fact that they have money and they got a bunch of youth, but they need a little veteran leadership.
Could you see something happening with the Clippers where
if Paul leaves?
Yeah.
Yep. That was the other place I was going to go.
That was the first thing that I thought of was, what is the other team out there that's, you know, that people are looking at doing something with? Well, it may be that Chris Paul's the one that leaves, and then the Clippers, it would naturally make sense for them to go out and try to woo Kyle Lowry to L.A. and do it that way. So yeah. That may be something that you might see happen, too. I don't know.
I would say both L.A. teams are a potential destination, and the sleeper in all of this for me, the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
Because they have a nice mix of youth and veterans with Gallinari and some of the other guys. They came on late. We know they just missed the playoffs. And again, instead of having the reins in the hands of a very young player, to put a Kyle Lowry into that mix, and because they play up tempo, which suits his style, where they don't play a real structured system, and he can still kind of wheel and deal and fire away,
yeah.
I think he could fit there too.
That's a good call. That's not all a right. bad one.
And then his other question would be, why are guys jumping from the East to the West, like Kyle looking at the West, like Paul George wanting to get out of Indiana? You want to take that first? I mean, look, my first impression is, from Kyle's perspective, first and foremost, he's a Philly guy, but he's gotten a taste to the West Coast. He trains on the West Coast. You guys have no idea how much of a pain in the ass customs are when you're doing it in and out of Toronto on every trip, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, look, if you want to be the best, you want to play against the best. And I think that he probably wants to get more. I'm sure he wants to play in the States.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to call him old, but he's probably looking to be, you know, he's probably looking to get on a decent team. He's 31 and he's running the point.
Well, that's just it. I think that's a good call because there's more teams in the West that I think
that are close.
Could compete.
Yep.
As opposed to the East, you know what I mean? Like, if he goes to Atlanta, are they going to be competing? I don't think so. You know what I mean? Now, if he goes to, you know, Washington, that's not going to happen.
Because they got John Wall.
Yeah, I mean, so he's not going to Boston. He's not going to Cleveland. So now you're getting to the bottom of that, of the Western Conference playoff, or Eastern Conference playoff teams, as opposed to you go to the Clippers. If he goes to the Clippers and Chris Paul, they still could be a 4 or 5 seed next year.
They
could.
No, I know. No, I'm not saying that. One just crossed my mind in the East.
Okay.
Could you see him being a fit in Milwaukee?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, if Jabari Parker comes back, that they're even better. But Dellavedova is not the point guard, and he's overpaid as it is. But that was just the wrong fit from the go. But boy, you put him with the Greek Freak, Chris Middleton. They got some
him
bigs.
And Dedekumpo would be.
Oh boy.
And also, what about? So I'm looking right now. So you had what? You had Celtics, Cavs, Raptors, Wizards was the top four, and then Atlanta. I don't think he's going there. The Bucks makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers doesn't. But what about the Bulls if Rondo leaves? There was some issues there.
Well, the management of the Bulls said they intend to bring Rondo back.
Do they?
But boy, they should blow. About a team that should blow it all up.
If you could get Kyle Lowry and add Kyle Lowry to that team and get rid of Rondo for one more year, one more chance, when you consider that, you know, for as well, they played well.
Yeah,
in that first round.
I could see that. I mean, I could see that being a possible destination simply because I think the Bulls should blow it all up.
Yeah.
And I really believe they should hang on to Jimmy Butler and build around him, but they've been shopping him all over the planet too. So if teams like Indiana and Chicago are shopping their best players, that's telling me that they just feel like it's time to blow it up and start from scratch, which I think is a mistake in the case of Indiana. I think it's the right thing to do if you're Chicago.
Yeah. Somebody asked about the Pelicans. If I'm Lowry, I don't want to go to the Pelicans.
I don't. That's just a – boy, I'll tell you what. You talk about a bad situation already trying to keep Boogie's head on straight.
Yeah.
I'll pass on that. And then you said, didn't we have a text message that wanted to ask a question about Washington?
Yeah, I got to go find it now.
Just if they lose to Boston.
Yeah, do you break the team up?
Do you break them up? Absolutely not. I mean, you look at Otto Porter, Kelly Oubre, John Wall, Bradley Beal. Just those four guys right there is the nucleus that are all young, all talented, all guys you can build around. Even the Polish Hammer, Gortat, is a better than serviceable center in an NBA that doesn't have the emphasis on a big man it once did. But he does his job.
Yeah, I don't know that I would break. I don't think they're in the same situation that the Clippers are in, to be honest with you.
I agree.
It's two completely different things, and I wouldn't break them up. There's people that are saying, oh, well, this could go. I mean, you're asking if they lose. I don't know that they do. If they play as well as they can play, they can beat the Celtics in a 7-game series.
Look at the first two games in Boston.
Yeah.
They started out the first game with a 15 or 16-point lead, and then they had the lead by 7 with 2.5 minutes to play in the second game. They know and they have confidence going in to the TD Garden that they can win there. And everybody, you know, everybody's sexy pick of a sleeper in the East was Washington. You don't blow that up.
Nope.
No way.
Couple of texts. Somebody was asking, or all texting, no tweeting, was asking if I did game day yesterday for the podcast. Yes, I did do it from San Antonio. So it should be up. I don't know. Nick, did we podcast game day yesterday? Did you get it done?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Somebody was asking, why is it that only guest hosts read my text? I think Barry just doesn't like me.
Don't think that. It's a fact.
No, that's not true. Trust me, some of this is very random. If you see how many texts, it's like an email, and I try to get to them all, but it makes it difficult. And then we said we were going to be more selective. Somebody asked about on text lines, what do you think about D'Antoni sharing his award with the Heat's coach? I don't think that.
Look, it's like the equivalent of saying there's an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference Coach of the Year when they give the it's not that big. Spoelstra did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he did. If you're a casual NBA fan and your team's not in it, who do you root for?
That's a great question because it goes back to the question that I've been having with a lot of Rockets fans that refuse to believe that they're not the most popular team in the league outside of the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Who do I root for? Well, I mean, for me,
I'm rooting for the Raptors.
Yeah. You and Barney's boys went a long way this year.
I don't know. I think I've always been like, if I don't have a team in it and I just want to root and I'm just watching as a fan, I've always kind of rooted for underdogs.
I'm with you. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I've always done that. So, you know, if I'm looking around, I'm thinking, do you go individual underdog stories like, you know, Isaiah Thomas? I think that's an underdog story.
It's a fantastic story.
Do you root for that kid to make it to the finals and win it all for his sister? I mean, how great? You know what I mean?
It would be unreal. It's the storybook.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it happen.
No, but I'm saying from a rooting perspective.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, and obviously I rooted for the Bucks because I love that they're a good young team that was supposed to have no chance in that one game when they blew up. They won one of the first two in Toronto. They blew them out in game three, and you're like, this could be not quite to the equivalent of when the Nuggets upset the Sonics, when the Sonics were the one seed.
Right.
But I love those stories.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. So pick an underdog and root for them. Doesn't matter who.
Now?
Pick one. No, yeah.
Left in the playoffs,
yeah.
or
pick one.
If the Rockets were out, pick another team in the NBA.
If you don't have a team in the NBA, who do you root for? Pick one. Pick an underdog.
I'm going to say Milwaukee.
Okay.
And you? See, it's not as easy when.
No. I because I'm kind of torn, but I would go Philly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nick?
Go Philly.
An underdog squad?
Yeah. Pick one. Who are you rooting for if you didn't have a team?
I'd probably go with the Magic.
Okay. Why?
Because I just grew up a big Hardaway fan. Anthony Hardaway made me a huge Magic fan.
Little Penny.
Yep.
All right. So there you have it. We got one segment to go. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, they're back from Vegas. We've already seen Fred in the building. So Fred, Jong, and AJ will have the Blitz back here in studio as well at 4, but we'll have one segment to go before we turn it over to them. So stay tuned for a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Let's do it.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry getting ready to put the bow on the present that is your Monday afternoon fiesta here on The Usual Suspects. Just doing a little house cleaning. Lenny on Twitter said, come on, guys, these guys are just trying to avoid LeBron, and you know it. Yeah, but Lenny, do you think that could be said of the West, too, because teams, players are trying to avoid having to match up with Durant and Curry and Thompson and Green? I mean, in the case of the East, yeah, it's LeBron and Kyrie, but there's plenty. Look, even Kevin Love, there's plenty of power forwards in this league that think they're tough. They think he's soft, and they're tougher, and they're better. They're not as fearful of LeBron and Kyrie as they are that Golden State team, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. Pick your poison.
Right.
Pick your poison. You wanna face Kyrie and LeBron, or do you wanna face Durant and Steph?
And don't forget Draymond and Klay, you know?
Well, yeah, and Kevin Love. So, I mean, but the two true superstars, I mean, like head and shoulders superstars, You're gonna have to face one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. So, did you see where Draymond Green called someone dirty?
Yes. And it's piling on too.
Well, first of all, he did it on his podcast, the Dre Day podcast.
We got that right.
Yeah, and again, it's remember when he first launched this podcast, he came out and I think he called
Dolan.
Yeah, he said he had a slave owner's mentality,
yep.
And then he retracted that or at least backed up and said, oh, no, I didn't. That's not what I meant. I just get the feeling that he's saying a lot of this crap just to get listens and he's being the Stephen A. Smith of NBA podcasters.
Skip Bayless, yeah.
Yeah, but he said, this is his quote, Kelly, it's Olynyk, right?
Olynyk.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Olynyk is a dirty player, man. He's dirty player, man. I don't respect guys like that. I mean, I know he's not like the greatest basketball player of all time, so maybe you feel like you get to like do that, but you don't like just dirty. Like, I don't respect that, man. He dirty. Now, Draymond Green calling someone dirty, to me, is the equivalent of Dennis Rodman calling someone weird. That just makes no sense. That dude is the, like, you kick dudes in the package.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many?
You punch people in the wrist.
How many highlight reels? Wouldn't take long to put a complete reel together of his dirtiest plays.
It's why I say he literally did this for no other reason than to get listens or some eyes on his podcast and some pub. He's the Lonzo Ball of NBA player podcasters. Or LeVar.
Yeah, without
it's
question,
just LeVar
man.
Ball. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, he's so vocal about everything these days. I mean, he didn't want to be compared to Charles Barkley. Look, Charles didn't win a ring, but you'd love to have his career.
Yep.
You know?
And even if he is dirty, you're dirty too, so it doesn't matter. Like, stop this, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Bro, you're not squeaky clean. So what does it matter? What are you saying?
I agree.
That's just silly.
Completely. All right, before we get out of here, I want to tell you guys about Infuse Energy. It's a locally owned and operated company. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job here in the Houston area of tailor-making energy plans for your business, for your home, for whatever you need, and they make sure that they're 100% honest. They're not trying to screw you over. You get customer service representatives on the phone instead of automated systems, and they make sure that they do everything above and beyond to make sure you're happy with your energy program. All you got to do is call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or head on to infuseenergy.com. And if you mention ESPN 97.5 right off the top, it's a $25 bill credit. And you can also get 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. And their main motto is affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. And sometimes they'll look at everything, and you may bring to the table another company with a better rate, and they may just say, you know what? If that's true and that's a legitimate offer, take that offer because we don't want you to take a bad deal. But more times than not, you'll find out Infuse is the energy company for you. So take my word for it. Give Josh and his staff a call. Again, 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com.
ESPN 97.5.